Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on a Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, 13 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're having a great time today here on WWGH Radio. Now, we have a myriad of things to talk about this morning, so let's get right into this morning. Now, yesterday, we had a bit of an issue when it comes to our giveaways. Now, we started off, last week we did a contest, country music trivia. I believe we did it a week ago today, on Tuesday. And we drew the winner of that on Wednesday to receive the popcorn on the cob popping corn. And I believe it's Uncle Osgood's is the name. So, Mark won this contest. And then we did not hear from Mark last week, and that's certainly understandable because not everybody listens to the radio every day. And yesterday we found out that Mark lives over in Union County, and he would not be able to make it over here to Marion, so he called in yesterday and said, go ahead and draw somebody else's name. So we did that. And Sarah, one of our avid listeners, was the name that we drew. And then Sarah called in and said she did not get off work in time to come over and get the prize between 4 and 5. And she'd also won on Nate's show recently, I think. So that was that. Sarah said, draw again. So we drew again, and our next winner was Ryan, who had won the contest last week, the Cinco de Mayo contest. So I left this corn on the cob popping corn over on the stand with Ryan's name on it again, because we really have no rule at this point that says you can't win twice in 1 week, or twice in 2 weeks, or twice in a month. We will probably reinstitute that rule once the giveaways pick up, but at this point we're not giving away a whole lot, just one thing a week really at this point, so it's not really a huge deal. So we have not heard from Ryan, and this Uncle Osgood's is still here. Popcorn. So, maybe we'll hear from Ryan this morning. Again, Ryan can pick this up today between 4 and 5 p.m. It's the same place it was yesterday. And really, all we're asking in regard to this popcorn is that somebody takes a video of it popping, because we all would love to see. I've never seen it, and nobody else here has ever seen it, about how it will look when it pops, because it's on a cob, but yet it's microwavable popcorn. So, if Ryan's out there listening, and I think Ryan's a pretty devoted listener, hopefully he will let us know that he will be in today or tomorrow. He could pick it up tomorrow between 4 and 5, today between 4 and 5, or tomorrow between 4 and 5, and get this popcorn and take it home and give us a video of how it all looks and works, and so on and so forth, and Uncle Osgood's will finally leave the studio here at WWGH Radio. So 740-383-9944. Ryan, if you want to call in sometime in the next 2 hours, feel free. Coming up today on the station, 2:10 to 3 p.m., we've got the Adam the Computer Guy show, and 4:10 to 5 p.m., we've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims, and the phone is ringing. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, this is Ryan. I didn't win the popcorn. I won the corn salsa.
No, but see, yesterday, did you get to listen yesterday, Ryan?
Oh, no, I didn't listen yesterday.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened. I think you just heard. Mark called in and said that he could not take the prize, so we drew again, and Sarah won. But Sarah couldn't take it because she didn't get off work in time. So your name came up again, and we have no policy against this, so I'm hoping you'll take it and
vote. Oh, wow, I'll stop by today.
All right, 4 to 5.
I didn't have a chance to listen yesterday. I was busy at work. And didn't get a chance to listen.
Yeah, so Ryan, the only thing with this, because we're all anxious to see how it pops in the microwave, if you can take a little video and email it to us or something, we'd love to see what it looks like.
Oh, okay, not a problem. Yes, I will. I'll stop by. You said between 4 and 5 today?
Yeah, 4 and 5 again. Linda should be here. It's in the same place the salsa was last week with your name on it.
Wow, I'm a lucky guy.
You're lucky. You should play the lotto, Ryan.
I'm going to. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ryan. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, Ryan will come in today now and get his Uncle Osgood's popcorn, which is here. And we'll do another contest this week one day, and we have two more prizes that, again, you really cannot get from Marion that we will give away as the week progresses. All right, so we've got that taken care of. Now, I'm going to start with this. Just because this is very pertinent news to people and very confusing. Now, last week, Governor DeWine, I believe it was on Wednesday, came on the television and said that the restrictions for the mask wearing and the mandates would all be gone on June the 2nd. Okay. And then he announced the big Vax-a-Million contest, which will give $5 million away over the course of 5 weeks, and I believe this starts May the 26th. And also, we'll give away, I think it's, the college scholarship part I don't really understand, but it's to a four-year college scholarship to a college in Ohio. Now, I'm not sure if that goes on for 5 weeks or not. I think they draw one every week. But basically, people 17 and under are eligible for the scholarship, and people 17 and, well, I guess 18 and older are eligible for the $1 million. And there'll be $5 million dispersed over 5 weeks. So this is called Vax-a-Million. Now, last week, and I did not see the press conference, but the word on the street was that you did not have to register, or at least that's what the news reports were, that if you were already vaccinated, you would not have to register for this because they were going to use the voter registration rolls, and they have your vaccination records at the Department of Health. So that's how they would register. But if you were not a registered voter, you would have to go to a website and register. Well, yesterday that all changed. Yesterday, we now know that you do have to go register, no matter who you are. If you've had the vaccination, you now have to go to a website that's not up yet. It actually, I think, comes up later on today, Tuesday afternoon. Sometime this afternoon, this website will be active, and you can register. Now, can you imagine when this website goes up, what do you think the chances are of it crashing when people start to register today? But in any event, I think you will have up until the 25th of May, so you'll have, what, about 6 days to register. But the website is vaxamillion.com. 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 That is where you go to register to win the $1 million or the free scholarship. Now, during this whole pandemic, we have had weird things. We have had don't wear a mask, and then we had the mask mandate, And then we had at one point, everything was shut down. We've had people working from home. We've had sporting events canceled. We've had school events canceled. We've had schools not being able to be operational. We have had vaccinations and just about everything you can imagine. Hospitalizations, deaths, the whole bit. And now we've got Vax-a-Million as we get ready to lift all the mandates on June the 2nd. Vax-a-Million. Well, what more can you say? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I've already registered on that this morning.
Oh, is it already up and running?
Oh, yeah. My wife registered, and I registered, and my son registered.
Now, see, I just went to the website a few minutes ago here, and I'm trying to look and see how it... What did you have to do?
Well, yeah, I went to the website, and it says adults register or teens or whatever, 12 to 17 or what, 15. And so I went into that website and pulled it up, and it's really simple. It's where I had my vaccination, and I told them, what city, and gave my address, and my birth date, and it says, are you a robot? And I said, no, and then the next thing that came up, it was a red register, and I hit register, and it said, you are registered.
Well, I tell you, that's interesting. So it is up and running as of this morning.
Yeah.
Well, let me take a look here, because I'll tell you, the information that I was given was that it wasn't going to be up till this afternoon, so I went there this morning and really did not notice anything, but let me take a look here and see. But it's very simple, you say, and so all you have
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's wherever you had your vaccination and your address or whatever, and just go right on down and just answer the questions.
So what do you make of this whole... whole bit that we're going on with here, this whole Vax-a-Million?
Well, if it's true and somebody gets a little extra money, that's a lot of extra money, really. that would be great.
But do you think it will encourage people to get the vaccination, which I think is the point?
Well,
I just went here. Now, I said the site wrong. Now, let me go back and correct myself. It's OhioVaxAMillion.com. OhioVaxAMillion.com. But now, I just went there, and it says, coming Tuesday, May 18th, Ohio Vax-a-Million, but there's nothing else on the site.
Well, you just have to play around with it, because I didn't get it the first two or three times I punched it in, and finally it came, it said adults, and then the kids, of course, and I hit adults, and finally it came up, and the form is really easy.
Well, you know, I don't know. Right now I'm here, and I'm trying to click anything on this page. It's kind of a red page. And it says, coming Tuesday, May the 18th, Ohio, Vax-a-Million. And then there's nothing. There's nothing to click. I don't know. So when did you say you registered? Hello? Are you there, caller?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what the website was you registered at?
What you said.
So,
It was called that, wasn't it, Phil?
Yeah.
Box.
Well, I Well, I hope you got registered okay, but for anybody going there right now, I don't think they're going to be able to get in, because there's just nothing to click.
You know, actually, I think what I did, I went to WSYX. And went through them to get it, and then finally it came up.
Well, hopefully you're in there. Let's hope.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, people's catching on to it. It's probably a little busy right now.
It could be. I don't know. The site I'm reading here is, let's see here. Well, this is exactly what it says from, let's see, where's the website here? Because we want people to get, obviously we want people to get in. And it said, vaccinated Ohioans must register for Vax-a-Million if they want a chance to win. The wake-up for Tuesday, May 18th, 21. So here's what it says about Vax-a-Million. Vaccinated Ohioans who hope to win the $1 million Vax-a-Million prize must opt into the lottery at OhioVaxAMillion.com, a website that goes live at 8 a.m. So it should have gone live 28 minutes ago. Laura Hancock reports this is a change in plans from the original announcement last week, in which the names of Ohio adults were to be drawn through the Ohio voter rolls, with the website only for people who weren't registered voters. The waiver is for legal reasons due to health care privacy laws, but here we are at 8:30, and maybe the website has just locked up. I don't know. So what time did you go on there this morning?
We went on around 8 o'clock, didn't we? I'm talking to my wife. Yeah, we got on there really early.
Got on there early. Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on now, because when you try to go there now, and now it's saying the website might not be safe. I knew there'd be problems with this.
I don't know where you are. Ours didn't come up like that. It actually came right up where it should be, I guess, but everything looked legal.
Well, I'm glad you're in, and we'll see if any of the other listeners are in this morning.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right,
thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Now, remember, earlier on, they've given many of these websites out. Let me give you the right website here again. OhioVaxAMillion.com. No spaces. OhioVaxAMillion.com, and allegedly that should have went up this morning at about 8 o'clock, so right before we came on the air this morning. Now there we have somebody who got in to register. Now I cannot register from the computer I'm on right now, because when I go to it, it doesn't say anything about registering, and now it's saying it's malicious. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
I just registered.
So you were able to get in, too.
Yeah, I put in Google exactly what the website you gave, and clicked on it, and it says adult registration. I clicked on that, and it asked for my name, and so I'm registered.
Well, now, isn't this...
Congratulations and a heartfelt thank you for doing your part to make Ohio safer.
So you just
did... notified if you were one of the lucky winners.
Now, what information did you have to put in?
Put in my name, my birth date, where I received the vaccination, the city I live in. I had to check. I am not a robot. I don't know if it'll let me go back.
Now, see, for some reason...
It's my name, email address, phone number, date of birth, the address or where you got your vaccination, and the location, and the state. It says, and you accept the official rules, and then by entering this drawing, you agree to allow the Ohio Department of Health to verify your vaccination information.
You know what?
I am not a robot.
I just hit refresh on the page,
uh-huh.
And now it's popped up. It says adult registration.
Yep.
Now, let me see here. I'm going to register myself here live on the air, and I'll just show people how easy it is.
Yeah, it was very easy.
Well, I'm glad people are getting in.
Okie doke.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now I'm in, so I'm going to register right here on the air for you. Now, if anybody else would like to call in, feel free. Now, I got to remember my name and all these things. Okay, let's see here. Well, I don't know. You know, I don't even know if I can... Let's see. This is all very interesting, to be honest with you. Okay, what they're asking for here is... your name, and your email and your phone number, and now they're asking for the date of birth. Let's see. Got to remember that. Has anybody else got in and done their Vax-a-million yet? Now, let's see. Now it's asking for my address. You know, I wonder if I'm going to start getting junk mail or something. Nobody needs that. Let's see here. Okay. Put the city and the zip code in there. You know, it's kind of hard to see this from how far I am sitting away from the computer at this point. Okay, now it's asking for your pharmacy location name. Okay, pharmacy location name where you received the vaccination and your vaccination city and your location state, which is Ohio. And then I guess you accept the official rules and you say, I'm not a robot. And then it asks you to select all the pictures with a traffic light. Don't you love these things, that I'm not a robot? Okay, apparently I verified. By entering this drawing, you agree to allow the Ohio Department of Health to verify your vaccination information. And apparently you check that. So now I go back here and I check everything. And I make sure that it all looks on the up and up. You know, you always have to go back and check these things, because the last thing you want is misinformation, a bit of misinformation on the website. Okay, as near as I can tell, that all looks okay. So there you go. Now, has anybody else registered this morning? Does anybody else know what's going on? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Now, I'm learning that it's not working for somebody else. I don't know. I hit refresh once I went there, and then it worked for whatever reason. Is anybody else having any trouble out there this morning, or has anybody else got registered? We know at least two of our listeners are registered at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Have you been to OhioVaxAMillion.com? Now remember, that's the right site. OhioVaxAMillion.com. No spaces. OhioVaxAMillion.com. OhioVaxAMillion.com. Okay, and we're hearing from people online that it's not working for them. It certainly didn't work for me the first time I went there, but it has worked for two of our listeners this morning. So what's going on with Vax-a-Million? Are you getting in there, or is everybody typing right now and going to the website? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are you okay with the Vax-a-Million website, OhioVaxAMillion.com? You know, this is so... I'll tell you what's funny about this. When this idea came about last week that this $5 million was going to be given away, I think everybody liked it, but people wondered, can you do it like a lottery? Is that legal? So on and so forth. But now calling it Vax-a-Million, you know, I cannot wait for the first time that these are drawn. Because, you know, I don't know, is the governor going to be standing there in front of like a big barrel of names like the lottery people do? It's the strangest thing I've ever seen in my life. And apparently, it's going to go on for 5 weeks. So if you don't win the first week, you can win four additional weeks. And I'm telling you that the funny thing about this, to me, to be frank, is that do you know how many people are going to be watching this? Is this going to be like a television show? The governor's going to come on and open up the prize drawing. It is so strange. You know, I'm glad people have a chance to win $1 million. I think that's great. And it doesn't cost you anything but having the vaccination. But it is interesting. Well, what do people think of this? 740-383-9944. I just think it's... I can't wait to see the show the week of the 26th. Because this might be the most interesting show for 5 weeks you've ever seen. I've never heard of anything like this. 740-383-9944. But now here's what I'll say. This whole thing, you know, everybody's online. Oh, this is a bribe. This is a bribe. Okay. First of all, I'll tell you why it's not a bribe. It's not a bribe because you still don't have to get the vaccination. If you don't want the $1 million, a chance to win the $1 million, which, by the way, only 5 people are going to win, you don't have to get the vaccination. Nobody's forcing you. And if it were bribery, you'd be guaranteed to get the money. And you're not. You're just entered in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this drawing for the lottery there, money for the vaccination. Why, is everybody entitled to do that? Is everybody going to be able to have the fair chance at that? What if you don't have a computer and can't go to the .com and this and that? Is it going to be fair to everyone, or is there going to be a big squawk about it? Nobody gets it.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think if you register online, you're in, but you're exactly right. If people don't have a computer, they really have not offered any alternative. So,
and a lot of us got it right when we was availability to us. They said, hey, 80 and over. They went down to the next group, and they said, get in, and got in. And some of the names, I understand that they said that they didn't even have to... No insurance, and I hear, boy, this shot's free, and all that kind of stuff. But boy, there's a lot of ifs, ands, and masks, and no mask, and everything. I think they got everybody befuddled, and they'll say, huh? Who won that? Like you say, are they going to have a name? So-and-so? No. That was, you didn't hear no name, I don't think, of anybody until later on. I never followed the lottery. I played it with some, but don't get me wrong there, but... $1 here and $1 there, but...
I think the poor governor right now is just... Here's what I think. Now, this is just my opinion on what happened.
Yeah, let's hear your opinion. Yeah. You got a right to your opinion. Yeah. We want to hear your opinion a lot more.
I don't know about that, but here's what happened.
Well, you're the boss of Marion. That's who we're supporting. Come on. Let's go.
Here's
live
my
up
opinion.
To your title, you know. The title, titles, yep, everybody's got titles. You got to live up to them to be elected again.
That's exactly right.
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think about. I think the governor's party was putting pressure on him to get rid of these mandates, and he's running for office next year.
Yeah.
And he had to start fundraising, so I think he said, okay, I need to get rid of these, but not enough people are getting vaccinated, so how can I get people vaccinated? So he came up with this Vax-a-Million thing, and it's also going to put him on television. It'll make him look good, because he'll be on television giving $5 million away and 5 scholarships. That'll be popular. People will watch it, and I don't
think
he...
That's 50 states now. This isn't going to go anywhere but the United States of America, right?
That's my understanding, yeah.
And okay, that's 50 states, yeah.
50 states. Okay. But I think the problem was, I don't think they thought it through to how they were going to get people registered, so they gave people the wrong information last week, and now they're giving them different information, so now people are confused. And
excuse me while I'm thinking of it. I do that a lot to get my point in, but is that for the United States flu shots? This is all everyone... got to work together, or is that just Ohio?
I believe it's just Ohio. I haven't heard any other state doing this.
Used to go to the Ohio lottery. What you kind of handle did they put on this one?
Yeah, I think it's just, well, you know, it's my understanding as
of... What are you typing in? What, you said something there, I didn't...
Oh, yeah, the web address is ohiovaxamillion.com.
Yeah, don't say nothing about Ohio, though, does it?
Well, yeah, Ohio, first thing in there.
Oh, the first thing in there is Ohio?
Yeah, ohiovaxamillion.com.
Now, you could live in another state and come over and get your shot and go back to another state. Would you allow to do that? Same stuff going to everybody, isn't it?
Well, you know, honestly, with the registering, because I just did it right here on the air, and it asks you your address, and it asks you things like that, so I don't think you could come from another state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, boy, it's going to be fair and square. Not just wondering, because you know what? If I win the lottery, I'm going to donate a big chunk of it to 107.1.
Well, we got you on record now. I'm excited.
Yeah, you got me on record. Boy, a large sum. Now, if the promise goes through with the state of Ohio, then my promise will go through to you with a large sum.
A large...
How do you like that advertisement? I've listened to your show, and I've learned that political talk. A large sum.
You never say the exact amount. Just throw a word out there. Large sum.
A large sum of what?
That's right.
Hey,
big
Scott,
piece of pie.
Talking to you. Hey, good luck on your thing. I heard that... you had the popcorn you're anxious to get rid of. I tuned in late today, but if you don't get rid of that before long, you can have that for your grand opening on the porch, and then all the people coming to your grand opening, you can perform the popping there, and they'll see it visually right on the porch.
It might deteriorate to that. We got till June the 10th.
Okay, Scott. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go, and that's, yeah, you do have to put your address down, so I don't think you can come from another state and enter this thing, but it's ohiovaxamillion.com, and it is up and running as of an hour ago. Now, the person who emailed us who said they couldn't get in, well, they are in now. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you can also register by phone.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
All right, what's the number?
The number. 1-833-4-
4
ASK
ASK
ODH
ODH. So now, where did you get this information, sir?
On TV.
Oh, perfect. So people who don't have internet can register.
Yeah.
So let me give this number again, because I think this is important. 1-833 the number 4 ASK ODH. Ask ODH, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what did you register by phone?
No, my vax information is out in the truck, and I'm going to have it here just in case I need it. So.
Well, I tell you, when you register, let us know what it's like over the phone.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right. So now, if you do not have website access, you can register over the phone. Here it is. 1-833, the number 4, ask ODH, ASK ODH, 1-833, the number 4, ASK ODH. So that's how you register by phone for the Vax-a-Million. You know, I think they should have me down there drawing these numbers. You know, somebody should call up the old governor. You know, he's been on this show. I think Governor DeWine should have me down there. You know, sometime in May, I'll drive to Columbus, what, 45 minutes? And I should be there drawing these numbers with him. Wouldn't that be exciting? That would put Marion right on the map. We'll start a whole campaign. I think the governor needs that. He needs me down there drawing these five... But see, now then, I don't think I could win. You see, if I was doing the drawing, people would say the fix is in. All right, the person who could not get registered earlier is now registered, and also getting another message from somebody else that they're registered, so people are registering left and right. But just to be informative and correct here, you can do it online right now, as of 8 a.m. this morning, ohiovaxamillion.com, or the telephone number 1-833-4-ASK-ODH. 833, the number 4, ask ODH. Those are the ways to register. Okay. Any more information on this? 740-383-9944. Are people getting registered by phone? Are people getting registered on the internet? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. It's Vax-a-Million morning. I just... You know what they may do? They may get, like, Ohio... What would you call them? Well-known Ohio people in there. You know who they should get? I'll tell you who they should get to draw these numbers. Pete Rose. Because Pete Rose, I believe he still lives here in Ohio, and he's a well-known guy. And if anybody knows about gambling, it's Pete Rose. I think they should get him in there drawing the numbers. Oh, man. The Vax-a-Million. And it is baseball season, you know. Why not? You know, if you're looking for somebody to draw your lottery numbers, it's Pete Rose. And you know, I think Pete would be eligible for this. I bet he's had his vaccination. What do you think? You think Pete Rose should get in there and draw these numbers? I think he's perfect. 740-383-9944, OhioVaxAMillion.com. Now remember, you have till the 25th to get in on this. And I guess you can still get vaccinated. You can get the one-shot Johnson & Johnson. You can get the first shot of the Pfizer or Moderna. And you can still register, it's my understanding. Go ahead, caller.
I'm coming in on third base. I haven't been busy. I thought that you were in the drawing if you had already got the vaccination.
Well, that's my understanding, but and heaven knows it's changing day to day what the governor says.
Well, so that would be in on record. I mean, because you. So that would be, but and besides that, I kind of think, why would you not get the shot when it's free? And so, but you would go and. You know, think you're available for the $1 million. I don't think the $1 million should have been there to start with.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people agree with you, but I think, and you know as well as I do, when McDonald's runs two hamburgers for the price of one, more people show up for the hamburger.
Right.
So I think it's just that.
My great-granddaughter just had to get her 6-month shot the other day, and she got a lollipop, too.
I know. You know, it's an old trick, isn't it? It's been going on for a long time. Yeah, but you know, I guess the reason that they had to change it to where you have to register is you have to sign, well, you, on the internet, you just have to click it. But you have to click the disclaimer. I think that's what they were worried about.
The disclaimer, meaning what?
Well, I think the disclaimer just says, you know, the state of Ohio is not responsible for such and such, and you're probably responsible for paying taxes on this money and, you know, that sort of thing. The typical disclaimer.
But where in the world does the state of Ohio come up with the money? Did they just run the press a little longer?
Well, this is interesting. Now, it's my understanding, and again, I wouldn't report this as news because I don't have it in front of me, but the money that they got from the federal government to get these shots out, I guess Governor DeWine spent $5 million of that on this.
That's just ridiculous. That's just, I mean, let's be an adult about it. You get the damn shot for free to start with. And so if you don't get the shot because you don't think you should get you join, why would you sign up for the $1 million? And I wouldn't think you'd be entitled unless you had the dang shot.
Well, I think, and I hate that it is this way, but the governor's party has been on his back for the last year, and he's up for re-election, and I think he knows that he's in trouble. Because his own party's not with him right now. And people are leaving out in this story. Yes, he did lift the restrictions on June the 2nd, but his party had already set up on June 23rd to pass a bill to take away all the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he did not want that on the front pages of the paper that his own party had to override him. And
that's true, but why? I just don't understand. I'm going to write him a letter and tell him I think he ought to retire and enjoy his family and his farm.
Well, he is getting up in years, just in general.
Yeah, and then just let the chips fall where they may, but you just go home and enjoy your cup of tea. I have no complaint at all about him. I mean, he has gave 24/7 ever since this started. But then enough is enough. Just go home and take your wife out for an ice cream cone and forget the whole damn state of Ohio.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what, and I will go on record with this long before the election, what they're really thinking about, truthfully, Mike DeWine, he obviously wants to run again. He has said that. And what he is worried about is that another Republican's going to come in who is an anti-vaxxer, kind of like Josh Mandel, who's running up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And he's going to come in, and he's going to challenge Mike DeWine in the primary. Now, Mike DeWine would probably win the Republican primary because he's the sitting governor, but it would damage him. And then the Democrat, because all the Democrats are still going to vote for the Democrat, they're going to be pro-vaccine. So what's going to happen is that the Republican vote's going to be split, and then the Democrat's going to win the governorship. And don't let anybody else tell you anything different. That's what they're thinking.
Well, but I just can't understand why, if you are so anti-vaccination, then why should you have a chance to win $1 million?
Why?
I just think it's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Well, wait for the week of the 26th, because if the governor's on television pulling these lottery numbers out, that will be like something I don't even know how that's going to happen.
Well, I tell you, Scott, I think I'm going to have to write him a little personal letter and send it down to the house and tell him to say, hey, I'm sorry, but I'm done. I'm going to go home and sit on the porch with the missus.
And have ice cream.
Yeah, and have ice cream, and let somebody else take care of it. You've been doing it for years and years. Not that he hasn't done a good job, bad job, whatever, but enough's enough. You know, you get old.
It may be time for him to...
I'm thinking so. Hey, have a good day, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. It's an interesting concept here, bringing out a lot of strong opinions in people. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling in. We'd love to hear your opinions. 55 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. And again, just for the sake of information and education, the Vax-a-Million entry, which you do have to enter, don't forget this, did open this morning. OhioVax-a-Million.com, telephone number 1-833-4-ASK-ODH. And that's the way it goes. Is anybody out there getting registered this morning? We've got two people online who have let me know that... Oh, three people. We got a message from our friend Linda, who has just done it, and she is registered as well. So we've got three people registered this morning through online. Now, we did get a message from our friend Linda yesterday, too, about the Harding... Remember the Harding protesters? Here we go. It says, hi, Scott. Heard you talking about the people at the memorial this morning. I went by on Saturday, and there were some people there. I don't know if they were the same ones or not. A sign I saw said something about support our schools, and I thought maybe there was a school issue or something. A woman with a microphone was yelling something, so I cracked my window a little. Then I could tell it was something political, and don't let Ohio get into this shape. I rolled my window back up, didn't think I was interested. I just assumed it was something about masks or vaccinations or DeWine. So maybe the thing at the Harding Memorial on Sunday was not about Trump. I didn't think it was when I passed by because I didn't see the Trump flags and I didn't see the Trump hats. So was it an anti-vaccination thing? Did anybody see anything over by Grant Middle School yesterday that had to do with anti-vaccinations? I I don't know. I really don't know what that was on Sunday at the Grant Middle School. So, give me a buzz here. Does anybody know what these protests are all about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, the one at the memorial was something in the political area. And we think, or if you were out there protesting, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. But apparently, it had something to do with some kind of don't let Ohio get into this shape. Whatever shape we're in at this point on Vax-a-Million Morning here on WWGH. Well, getting the information out for the state like I think, you know, they want done. What can you do? So much to talk about. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the... See, I'm turning into the governor. 58 million. Vax-a-million sweepstakes. Could 5 million be cleared? I don't know. Clawed back from the governor. You know... Now, here we go. Representative Shane Wilkins says staff on the Ohio Controlling Board are likely reviewing ways that more than $5 million in funding could be received after it was approved over three different meetings in 20 and 21. So now they'll question the Vax-a-Million money. Here we go. Well... why not? You know, we're living in some strange times. That's all I would say. Living in some strange times. Okay, once again, we'll give it to you here one more time this morning. OhioVaxAMillion.com. This is how you register, and you do have to register. OhioVaxAMillion.com. Or you can call it in if you don't have internet, 1-833-4-ASK-ODH. That's how you get in on the Vax-a-Million. And Ryan has won the popcorn, and he will be picking it up today between 4 and 5, and he's going to take a video for us of this popcorn popping on the cob. All right, we're going to break. Be back in 15 minutes.
Carol sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret